Hello, I'm Jen McGregor, and this is an extract from my story, Grave. They chose a beautiful place to be buried, I'll grant them that. You can't beat the West for scenery. Dense forests, eddying mists, slate-grey lochs, the works. Faded red phone box flashes past me on my left. I'm almost there. Down the hill, over the bridge, past the tiny whitewashed church where the minister did the services in those doom-laden tones. Caravan site on the right, then a stretch of forest, then... there it is. A tumble-down church surrounded by crooked gravestones, all abandoned in favour of the new kirk sometime around 1800. Beyond that, a recent extension to the graveyard with just three or four occupied plots. In the spring, it's picturesque and carpeted with bluebells. Now, in October, with the light beginning to fade and the fog rising over the loch, it's... atmospheric, shall we say? There isn't a car park or anything, just a dirt lay-by on the opposite side of the road. I pull in and get out the car. A fine drizzle hangs in the air, not quite committing to being rain. I retrieve the flowers from the back seat. Take a deep breath. Last time I was here was for my dad's funeral. It's taken me nearly 18 months to work up to this. I cross the road and approach the heavy wrought iron gate. It's locked. It's locked! I've driven for six sodding hours to get here, three of those spent sitting in bloody traffic jams, and the bastarding gate is locked. Why is it locked? Why would you even bother to lock a gate out here? Surely nobody for miles around is going to be even the slightest bit interested in breaking into a barely occupied graveyard on a damp October evening. The nearest town is about 25 minutes' drive. That's a long way to go if you're looking for trouble, and if you're hell-bent on breaking in, then a locked gate isn't going to stop you, because you just... ah. That's it. I'll climb.